As a mother of four boys under 11, I am often encouraging my boys to be kind. What exactly do I mean by this? Kindness can look different depending on the situation. Is it saying a thank you? Extending a smile to someone? Giving a positive word? Or helping someone? By definition, kindness is being friendly, generous, and considerate. As appropriate as these expressions are, they don't completely capture the depth of biblical kindness and what we're called to. How can we rightly encourage what it means to be kind moment to moment in the home as we go about our day? As a mother and wife, I have the opportunity to be an image bearer of biblical kindness within my home. This biblical kindness that I am referring to is based on a sincere desire for the happiness of and well-being of others. It is a heart that desires to be useful, offering service that is well-suited for the situation and doing so in a gracious manner. Melissa Kruger in the Fruitful book points out that biblical kindness has two components. It avoids harshness and meets a need. I will come back to this later. But first, let's look at our God, who is both the example of and source of kindness. I can so often be overly concerned about my problems, my plans for the day, and my responsibilities. It can be difficult to think outside of myself and my interest. I am continually having to put off my self-focus and focus on my God, who's not only kind, but the source of all kindness, that I am called to a likeness in character and conduct. In Luke, we can see his kindness is to the ungrateful and wicked. But love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and evil. Here we see God's kindness is to all men. It is not to be selective or reserved, but to all, even the ungrateful and wicked. We too were once his enemy, and yet he still gave us his kindness, expecting nothing in return. Romans 2, we find that God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. He wants us to know his kindness. And through the gospel, we will repent of our sin and look to Christ, who gives us hope. In Ephesians 2:7, this hope is revealed. He shows the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. We are slaves to sin, yet now we can have hope because of his kindness and grace. Titus helps us show his kindness in the way he saved us. But when the kindness and love of our God and Savior appeared, he saved us. We needed to be saved, and he intentionally appeared for us. God in his kindness is kind to all men, the ungrateful, the wicked, the lost, the hopeless, rebellious. As an image bearer, we're called to embody kindness to all. I cannot be kind on my own strength, and the burden of my sinful nature is heavy. This suddenly seems hard as I live in a house full of people. But God pursued us and gave us the source through Jesus Christ. Our greatest need has been met. He is the source that offers us an exchange. We give him our heavy yoke, for his is an easier and lighter yoke. He offers us his perfection because he bore the punishment, died the death so our debt is paid. The exchange is that we no longer need to be slaves to our sin. When we take on the yoke of Christ, we are transformed to be workers in the kingdom of God and the home. Jerry Bridger says this quote I liked, this transformation is ultimately the inner work of the Holy Spirit. Then there is an outpouring which produces our thinking outside of oneself and develops a genuine interest in the well-being of those around you. This is what frees us to be able to put on and grow in the fruit of kindness to others. The struggle is not always knowing I should be kind, but it's in the demonstration of kindness. I need to be praying daily for the work of the Holy Spirit to change my focus from a self-centered to a God-centered. Through the work that God does in our hearts, I can grow in kindness. Through the work that God does in our hearts is not just for oneself, but to be shown to all, without gain or reward. So I can be kind in example in my pursuit of God and my pursuit of the fruit of spirit and kindness towards others. I should be looking for opportunities in the home to display kindness to my husband and children. This is the mission field God has placed me in and where my children will learn first. How does biblical kindness play out in the home? Back to the two main components, avoids harshness and it meets a need. Avoiding harshness, we can see in Ephesians 4:32, Paul encourages us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. A tender-hearted kindness here is applied in relationships by being caring and sensitive to the well-being of others. It is worth noting tender-hearted and forgiveness are paired here. It is easier to be kind to someone who is kind in return. But a forgiving kindness is when we are sinned against and can still demonstrate our response with tenderness and forgiveness in a gracious way. Oh, page is stuck. So one thing that I was not fully prepared for as I entered into parenthood was that I didn't have a great category for the amount of times I had to thoughtfully pursue my kids with affirming touch, words, and affection. I thought I was a kind person, going out of my way, fulfilling daily needs, tangible needs, but God gave me a specific little boy who needed me in a whole new way than the others do. He needed to feel my embrace, he needed my time, and showed lots of affection. Taking time to sit with him was never enough time. My agenda was thwarted, my desires were put on hold, my plans came and went. He needed me to be tender-hearted, caring, and sensitive. I had to see that kindness was not just sacrificing to serve, but desiring his happiness above mine. This often looks like sacrificing my time to share in his troubles, giving him my presence again, and lots of hugs and kisses. Always answering his, "Mommy, watch me, great job." And when crying over a scratch, and I just lost my spot. Oh, and also taking time to read the story again and again. Learning to do something together, intentional conversations. My children and husband will always need me. And just as I was given the affection of my father, my husband and children need to feel and know a kind, tender-hearted affection from me. We also can't ignore the surprising factor in how biblical kindness expresses itself in Psalm 141. David is saying how it would be kind for a godly man to point out his sin. Sometimes kindness is saying the hard thing, sharing biblical truth, and even doing so directly. This is kindness, not harsh, always taking care to do this in a gracious manner. God wasn't done with me in revealing my sinful nature using this same little boy. I was just as surprised to learn that kindness is not just about the good affirmations and the word of words and actions. As he moved out of the cute infant and baby stage and season into a walking and talking toddler, we began having to say the hard thing. No, don't touch the hot stove. No, please sit here. All these different ways that we had to ask him and tell him no. But I started to receive unkind responses. And I was suddenly faced with demonstrating my response with tenderness and forgiveness in a gracious manner. It was sometimes scary and difficult when pointing out the hard things turned to sin. Knowing his typical response, I needed to forgive this child who moments ago was needing affirming hugs and kisses. I need the work of the Holy Spirit to help me give a response with tenderness and forgiveness, and to do so in a gracious manner. Kindness also meets a need, being useful in the ways we care for others practically. Philippians 4:14 gives us an insight as to how the Philippians met Paul's needs and shared in his troubles. There was a sincere desire and sacrifice to graciously offer service fitted to the situation through being intentional and specific and fulfilling a tangible need. I'm often greeted early in the morning by a sweet little boy standing next to my bed. "Good morning, Mommy. How did you sleep? I love you. Doesn't that sound dreamy and sweet?" Well, actually, it goes more like this. "Ma, food. Overtime, I'm hungry." I am greeted with an instant demand for a need. At that moment, it is hard to think of kindness. As self-focused as I am, I'm always not ready or wanting to wake up and serve breakfast. This is where I have to be sensitive towards others and truly desire their happiness. It meets the grace of goodness to take action, fulfilling the need for breakfast. I have many opportunities to offer my service in the ways of keeping up with the home, the food I make, the clean laundry so my husband has a shirt for work. The work to be done in the home isn't choosing to be kind or randomly extending kindness to receive praise, but to receive nothing in return from my children or husband. It is an active desire to recognize and meet the needs of others through being intentional and specific in the needs around the home. The gospel's what liberates us to embrace the often hard, mundane, but always vital task of serving our families in the home. I can serve tirelessly and gladly with the empowered work of the Spirit, looking to the needs of my family so that it can be a place where they may grow, laugh, cry, and know the gospel truth through kindness displayed. So for me, kindness in the home is based on a sincere desire to continually be sensitive to meet the needs of my husband and children, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, and to do so freely and gladly. Winfrey Brisley's quote is, "Kindness requires a relationship. We demonstrate kindness in our relationships with others, but we grow in kindness with our relationship with Christ. We look to the Holy Spirit's work in us to bear the fruit of kindness. I have a unique opportunity as a mother to foster the heart of my home in growing in kindness, to reflect the kindness first bestowed to me through Christ. The greatest kindness I can bestow on my kids is to seek God to all while avoiding harshness and meeting their needs and loving them well."